Online classified advertising got a new look this week. The social networking juggernaut Facebook hopes to transform these often flat and anonymous classifieds into something more friendly and personal. Charities and nonprofit organizations hope to benefit too. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
When most people think about online classified ads, they probably think of Craigslist. It makes tens of millions of dollars, and analysts say it could bring in much more. Facebook views the classified market as a potentially new and sizable revenue stream. It's especially attractive because Facebook, though wildly popular, doesn't turn a profit. The company's new approach to classified ads is, like Facebook itself, social and interactive.
So with that, I'll pop into a demo. See here.
Craig Donato is the CEO of Oodle, the company that built and is managing the classified ad site for Facebook. He points to icons for buying, selling, giving an item away, or selling something and giving the proceeds to a nonprofit organization.
We really want to make the whole process very lightweight and conversational and just simply fun.
Facebook users, and there are about 175 million of them, can send their posts to online friends as part of a news feed. Listings, which are free, at least for now, come with the seller's profile. Visitors can ask questions or add comments. And if someone is interested in donating to charity, they can find out what items are for sale and by whom.
Anytime that you take a site that has this many users on it and they get into any sort of economic activity, it's a big deal.
That's Josh Burnoff, a senior analyst at Forrester Research. He suggests it makes financial sense for Facebook to try to turn classified ads into something bigger and potentially more useful. Facebook member Jason Yin has already checked out a number of online posts and likes the chatty aspect of the new classifieds. He learned, for example, that one of his friends was interested in buying a book on poker.
Wow, I didn't even know that he liked poker. And I like poker, so I was telling him that we should definitely get together and play some poker sometime.
And he says, after he posted the sale of a video card to benefit Kiva, a micro-lending organization, he was approached by a friend. He wasn't interested in the video card, but wanted to know more about the nonprofit group.
That was great. I like to promote Kiva every chance I get. So having an opportunity to just interact more with some of my friends while doing some classified stuff was great.
In addition to the charity and social aspects of the marketplace, analyst Burnoff suggests that buyers and sellers might be drawn to the company's classified ad space for another reason.
On Facebook, you know who you're dealing with. These are not just random people. You have people who are your friends.
And that, he says, means there may be more confidence and trust in a transaction. But there is no built-in electronic payment system like PayPal, and there's no guarantee that individuals promising to donate proceeds to charity would actually do so. In this economy, more and more people are turning to classified ads. The question for Facebook is how well can it capitalize on that trend? Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.